This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Tass, a big advocate for our community, a huge supporter of our community, a member of our community, an elected member in the New South Wales Parliament, the independent member for Sydney, Alex Greenwich, joins us to talk about his new book. Alex, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
How are you?
I'm good. You know, it's an interesting mix of emotions at this time of year as we reflect on the one-year anniversary of Matt Hawley. People, there's obviously been lots of wonderful weddings. People are really proud of what we accomplished, but also people are remembering what a tough time it was for our community as well.
And, you know, it's nearly, we may have passed 5,000, but we're pretty close to 5,000 same-sex weddings around Australia since it became legal for us to marry.
And that's wonderful. And I've been lucky enough to attend lots of weddings this year. And of course, you know, when we reflect on the mix of emotions, it's also important to remember the people who lost their partner before they could get married.
Yes.
Because politicians just really drag their feet on this reform as well. So, yeah, there is this really strong mix of emotions of pride and happiness, but also of frustration and sadness that I know a lot of people are feeling at the time.
Now, in a moment, we'll touch on your new book or your book, Alex. But I want to put on record, despite Malcolm Turnbull claiming the credit for marriage equality, the reality is the Australian people voted overwhelmingly for marriage equality. The House of Representatives and the Senate voted overwhelmingly. But the reason we have marriage equality is that people such as yourself put your heart and soul into campaigning for it. I don't know how much time, how much, you know, how you ever managed to maintain the pace yourself, you know, Dean Smith, Anna Brown, you know, so many people made this such an important part of their life and their work. So I want to place on record, thank you, that you were able to do that and that you've been able to write a book about it. Tell us about it.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, I was one of the 15,000 volunteers who worked tirelessly to get marriage equality across the line. And I hope the story of the book is one of unsung heroes, everyday Australians who came together and did extraordinary things. You know, people did see me out there campaigning, but that was only possible because there were so many people working so hard behind the scenes and in their communities. And we capture a lot of those stories. We did over 40 interviews of people who you wouldn't have heard from or heard of, through to some high-profile people like Bob Brown and Penny Wong and Sarah,
yes,
who provide us with insights into their journey throughout the marriage equality movement as well.
So you must have been very busy, Alex. I mean, here you are campaigning, but you know, in the last 12 months you've managed to pull off writing a whole book and getting it published, and you had your Sydney launch in last weekend, and your Melbourne launch is on tomorrow, is that right?
That's right. You know, I was fortunate to write the book with Dr. Shirlene Robinson, and Shirlene worked alongside me in the marriage equality campaign for many years, and it was a wonderful process to write a book with her. We were able to reflect on our joint experiences and really pull together the different stories of people within the movement. But, tomorrow in Melbourne at readings in St Kilda, Anna Brown and Tim Wilson will be launching our book there. And we're really looking forward to that. You know, Victorians played such a crucial role in the marriage equality campaign. And so for so many years, Joy FM and, you know, particularly your show, Saturday Mag, really gave an important voice to the community and allowed us to to communicate messages as to where we're up to and what needs to happen. So also, thank you to Joy.
Look, we you know, we're the radio station for our community. We played a role, but it's important, you know, you've documented, you know, this is about the 15,000 at least volunteers and the hard work that they did. And, you know, at the end of the day, we achieved it. I want to ask Alex, we saw the election of Kieran Phelps in Wentworth, and I know, you know, you supported another candidate, but at the end of the day, it's another independent voice in our parliament. You're in the New South Wales parliament, this is in the federal parliament. In terms of the march of independence, you know, which I think is gathering speed in Australia, you're coming up for election, New South Wales election. Do you think you're going to be joined in the New South Wales Parliament? And I hope you get back in your seat. Do you think you're going to be joined in the New South Wales Parliament by some more independents?
Well, you know, that is entirely possible. We just had a new independent, and Dr. Joe McGurr joined in the seat of Wagga Wagga. He had a massive swing towards him, and obviously Karen did so well, and it's great that we have a strong voice for our community in the federal parliament. Karen is the first open lesbian to be elected to the House of Representatives and has been a fierce and effective advocate for our community for an extremely long time. So it was a wonderful result there, and it's great that she is in our federal parliament. And I hope in New South Wales parliament we have lots of great independents. But, you know, as I always say, there are also many good people within the major parties as well. And throughout the marriage equality movement, I got to work with a wonderful collection of them.
And
I believe that there's been some movements in the Labor Party in New South Wales.
Some movements.
Sure. You know, this was in New South Wales politics. This past week was extremely concerning. We saw some terrible behaviour by men in both parties. The former now opposition leader, Luke Foley, and indeed the current minister in the government, David Elliott. But today, it's my understanding that Penny Sharp is going to be running unopposed to a deputy leader of the Labor Party. It'll be wonderful to have such another fierce and effective advocate for our community, a member of our community, a deputy leader.
In a leadership role. In a leadership role. It's fantastic
news. In a leadership role, yeah.
And I remember speaking with Penny during one of our Mardi Gras broadcasts, actually I think it was quite a while ago, and it was actually because Penny left the parliament at one point, then came back, didn't she?
Well, she lost a seat.
She
ran for a lower house seat and then returned to the upper house, where she is in a leadership role, but now is deputy leader. That I think that's wonderful news for our community, and it's really good news for Labor as well.
Yeah. So, you know, we could see some more independence. Tell us, Alex, the next challenge for you. Okay, we can notch up marriage equality despite the cost to our community of that debate and that discussion. What's the next big challenge, you know, in terms of our community that you see on the horizon?
Well, I hope that despite the frustration and indeed the trauma that many people have felt as a result of the postal survey and reflecting on it, we can also feel very proud of what we achieved together. You know, our community provided the leadership that Canberra failed to. And I hope we can keep that momentum going, particularly as we now face the hurdles around the push for increased religious exemptions and protections. We also need to make sure that we are having a strong focus on law reform for the gender, diverse and trans community. So there is a lot more work to do. What has been wonderful to see is the wider general public response to the Ruddock Review that talked about allowing schools to discriminate against students and teachers, and the fact that legislation is now going in the other direction to make sure that our community is protected from that legislated bullying.
The proposed legislation's a bit dubious, though, from what I understand.
It is, and it will require a lot of work. The good news is the government no longer has the numbers, either in the House or the Senate.
Yeah.
So they won't be able to legislate bullying, and they will have to do a piece of robust legislation that gets it right. That's what the Australian people want. I mean, if the government were to spend the anniversary of the yes vote trying to increase discrimination or not fully protect the LGBTI community, I think that that would be a terrible mistake. And I hope that the government has heard the message loud and clear from people of faith, from the LGBTI community, and from everyday Australians who want to end all discrimination against the LGBTI community.
Well, Scott Morrison's got his bus. I think, unfortunately, he wanted to throw some of us under it.
Well, yeah, look, when we talk about buses, Priscilla comes to mind.
Yes.
Straight away. Maybe he needs to do a ride to the Northern Territory on the Priscilla bus and, you know, go on that journey.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. I don't know how I feel about that.
That's a good comeback. Well, look, good luck with the Melbourne launch, Alex. And again, thank you for your work and your advocacy. And
well, before you do go, though, yeah. Where can our listeners source the book from? You've mentioned readings, so there's a couple of readings bookstores in Melbourne, but are there any other outlets?
Yeah, so everybody is invited to our launch tomorrow at 2 p.m. at readings in St Kilda. We'll also be at Hares and Hyenas at about 12:30 tomorrow as well to do a signing, and they also have a number of copies of the book. You can purchase it online through usual outlets. So the book is going everywhere, which is great, and we're really grateful to our publisher, New South, for really getting a large print run done and a strong distribution process.
Excellent. Well, congratulations again with the book. And best wishes with the sales and, of course, the launch tomorrow afternoon.
Great. Thanks so much for having me.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is John Borghetti, the CEO of Virgin Australia. Just like Joy 94.9, we are flying high and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.